Carlton E. Morse Adventure Thriller. Murder is the word for it. But first, this message. When you hear the sound of an eerie laugh, a pistol shot, or a lonesome wolf call echoing through the air, then you know it's Sunday Unusual, and time for the programs that are everyone's favorite for relaxing day of rest listening. The shadow laughs, and evildoers the world over tremble in fear at his invisible menace. True Detective Mysteries dramatizes actual cases of criminal careers brought to an end by persistent police efforts. Stories of outdoor adventure are brought to you on Challenge of the Yukon, with tales of the stirring days of the gold rush. And Wild Bill Hickok, based on the exploits of the fabulous real-life Western Marker. And the slick sleuth Nick Carter proves his title as Master Detective is a deserved one as he unravels the tangled web of deception with polished skill. Listen for the sounds of Sunday and enjoy the top entertainment this Sunday and every Sunday over most of these same stations. And now, I Love a Mystery. At 11 o'clock at night at the great old Victorian mansion of Teresa Truscott, mistress of the huge estate that overlooks the town of Doverville, California, Jack and Doc arrived earlier this evening. Living in a house with Miss T are her niece Jill and her nephew Tony, children of her dead sister. About a half an hour ago, Jack and Doc were in their room talking when Tony came in. He was in an alcoholic haze or chronic condition. While they were talking, there was a whistled call outside. Tony made a vague reference to the fencing master who no longer lives in the house. But Tony left the boys alone shortly thereafter without supplying any further information. Jack and Doc then decided to go down and look around. As they reached Jill's bedroom door, she appeared. She was startled and nervous at being discovered going out at this time of night. She pleaded restlessness and said she was going out for some air. Jack and Doc said they would go with her. Just as they got outside, the bell in the chapel rang crazily. Jill cried out for them to hurry, and she just led them up the steps to the chapel door.
Is this chapel door locked?
No, not this outer one. The one inside leading into the inner chapel is though.
I might be able to take care of that if we have to.
Okay, put out that flash, Doc. I'll pull open the door.
Oh, wait a minute, Miss Jill, when I get around to get headed. There. Okay, Jack.
Stay behind me, Joe.
See a blue thing.
Wait a minute. Hello? Turn on the flashlight, Doc.
Yeah. Nothing here.
Oh, it was kind of an attic chamber, isn't it?
Yes. That door's going to lead into the chapel proper.
Yeah, here's the bell room.
What's on those stairs for?
The doors lead up into the bell tower, I think. I've never been up there.
Awful steep, ain't they? Wind up quite a piece, too.
Look here.
Yeah, this place is bigger than it looks. You say this door is locked into the chapel, huh?
Well, it should be. And he always unlocked it at 5 when we come to devotion.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's try it anyway. Yeah, it's locked all right. How often do they ring this bell? Any regular time?
Yes. Andrew rings it every day at 5 when he brings us here for out of two services. Then he rings it again every morning at 7 and then at noon. So what's that for? I don't know. And he wishes it that way, I suppose.
Have you ever heard it ring at night before, like it did a while ago?
I never. That's why it frightens me so.
Mm-hmm. Where does Andrew sleep?
Over the stable. There are quarters there for the men who work on the place.
Well, where is the stable?
Just beyond the lake. You follow that road that leads past the chapel here for a quarter of a mile or so.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody have a key to the inner chapel there besides you there?
Well, I don't think so. That's where the vault are, the crypt, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, Andrew may have a key. He takes care of the place. He's the only servant allowed in here.
I see. How do you account for the fact that the ringing of the bell at such an unusual hour hasn't aroused anybody?
I don't know.
Hey, Jack, why don't we take a look at these steps?
I see, Don. You say you've never been up there, Joe?
No, I haven't.
Well, come on. Let's take a look at them. Stairs are so narrow, we have to go single file. I'll lead, you come in the middle, Jill. Doc, you can flash the light up for us from behind.
Okay. Lead off, then.
Jill, when was this place built?
It's pretty close to 20 years ago, I imagine. I know Auntie had a children. Tony and I were babies.
Mm-hmm. Well, watch out for this curve. It's that line right here.
Pretty steep, ain't it? Beginning to get my wind.
Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Listen, will you? Okay, I guess it wasn't anything.
Well, what do you think it was?
Nothing, I guess. I thought I heard a kind of a funny sound.
Jack's got ears like an animal. I mean, the way he is, not the way they look.
Hmm. Thanks, pal, for clearing that up.
Thanks. I was just beginning to wonder.
Nearly to the top.
Yeah, here we are. Now, wait. Yeah, the door here. Raise the price up a little higher now.
Yeah, there.
That's good. Hold it.
Lock?
Yeah, there's a snap lock on it, isn't it? Yeah, no. All right, come on.
What do you know? Regular little watchtower.
Yeah, it's quite a view from here. Too bad it isn't moonlight.
It goes all the way around, Jack. I reckon that's the town down there.
Well, come on, let's get going. Let's see if we can find... Jill!
Hey, what was that?
Hey, Jill, what's going on over here? Did you close this door, Jill?
Why, Jill...
Hey, Jack, look down there.
Where?
Right down there. We'll see over by the lake. See, somebody just running back in the trees.
Yeah.
Let's get down there and see who it is. This door's locked.
Yeah, I know. It's got that snap lock on the other side. I didn't think to fasten it back like a chump. What did you close this door for, Jill?
Well, I didn't close it.
Well, who did then? You was the only one over there by?
Well, I didn't. Maybe it was a wind blew itself.
Wind? What are you talking about? There isn't a breath of wind tonight. Who's that dodging around down the street there?
Oh, how do I know? I couldn't see any better than you could.
You saw all right. You know who it was, too. He gave a little cry a minute ago and then slammed the door shut.
Well, we don't let a little thing like a door stop us, do we, son? Come on, it ain't a very heavy door. We bust you two bigger ones than that.
Yeah, get out of the way, Jill.
Oh, you're not going to break down the door, Auntie.
Too bad about Auntie, but we're going to break it down.
Hey, somebody's down there. Ring that dang bell.
Come on, we're going to break this door.
Okay, son, ready?
Go.
All right, once more now. There. That got it, boy.
Yeah, come on. Get Jill and watch the stairs.
Oh, not so fast. Not so fast.
Come on, come on. Put your hand on my shoulder. A little lower the price, Doc.
Okay. What do you suppose anybody won't be ringing a church bell this time of night, boy?
Huh? Now, what'd you say?
Oh, I'm just thinking out loud.
No, don't think. Just hurry up.
Hurry up. You're leading. You're the one who's holding up the parade.
All right, all right. Take it easy. Here we are at the bottom.
There don't seem to be anybody. Hey. Hey, Jack.
Huh?
Look there. Hanging on the bell rope.
Lobby. That's a swan, a dead swan hanging by its neck.
Oh, how terrible.
Well, where do you suppose that come from?
Well, that's one of Auntie's pet swans. How grisly. Who would want to kill a beautiful thing like that?
Get the flash up closer, Dan.
Yeah.
That's funny. Look, its neck's been running. Still warm. It's taken from the lake, ain't it? Now, come on, let's go out and see if we can find...
Jack, wait. Somebody's coming in.
What? Turn out that flash, Dan. Who is it?
Miss Tuskett, of course.
Oh.
What's going on in my chapel?
Well, that's what we've been trying to find out.
But you live so long and... Jill, what are you doing here?
Oh, nothing, Auntie.
Is that gas cushion? Is that my swan?
Yes, I'm afraid it is. We just found it hanging here.
Take it down. Take it down to here.
Set it down off there, Doc.
Yeah.
Jill, I'm waiting to hear what you're doing up at this unseemly hour.
Well, Auntie, I
think the chapel bell ringing probably aroused the whole place, you see.
Yes, I intend to get to the bottom of that, too. Jill, I think it's time you retire.
Yes, Auntie.
I don't wish her to walk through the grounds alone. Would you see that she gets back to the house, Mr. Long?
Why, yeah, sure.
And take that poor dead swan. Leave it by the lake. I'll have Andrew bury it tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am. Come on, Miss Hill.
Are you going to stay here, Auntie?
I wish to ask Mr. Tackett a few questions. Good night.
Good night.
Well, I'll be back in a little while, son.
Okay, then.
Go ahead, Miss Hill.
Let us go inside the chapel, Mr. Tackett. We can sit down there.
No, wait a minute. Doc, get the flashlight out of the master and get it.
A light isn't necessary. I know my way very well in the dark. Door is locked.
Yes, I know. I tried it earlier.
I keep it locked because I don't want curious or unsympathetic people intruding on something I consider sick. The last resting place of my family.
Yes, do you want me to unlock it for you?
I should do it. Step in. There's a bench there to your right.
Oh, yeah. That light over there been going all night?
That light never goes out, Mr. Tuckett. It's a wick burning in oil. Oh, wait, I want to lock the door. Sit down.
Why did we, I don't know, couldn't we...
Does his face depress you, Mr. Packard?
No. Well, it's a little unusual, though. There's the crypt over there. The vault for
yes.
the,
That's where the trust is lying. Grandfather, dear father, my big sister, and soon... Mr. Packard.
Yeah.
You asked me earlier this evening if I were afraid. You wouldn't need to ask that question now, would you?
Well, I must admit there's some strange goings on.
Mr. Packard, you didn't come a moment too soon, did you? You didn't come a moment too soon.
Well, you see, you're trembling. Take it easy. We'll take care of you. We'll see that everything's all right.
Yes, you will. You must. I was close to death.
Mystery in a moment. You see no Christmas kettlebells in busy shopping areas with a friendly Santa Claus ringing out good cheer. Well, they're the sign of the Salvation Army Christmas appeal. As these kettles fill, they represent Christmas dinners for people who might otherwise spend a bleak, unhappy December 25th. More than a million youngsters and adults will celebrate this festive holiday with happy hearts because of Salvation Army services. Homeless men and women and institutions will sit down to a dinner table Christmas Day knowing that all America, through the Salvation Army, is anxious to provide good cheer. To support this Christmas service, the Salvation Army is asking its friends to help give a happy Christmas. Adventures of Jack and Doc will come to you tomorrow at the same hour when you hear Jill say...
Auntie, I've never had the courage to tell you before. I hate you. I hate you.
I Love a Mystery, written and produced by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack Packard and Jim Bowles as Doc Law, with Inya Adams as Miss Cuthbert, Athena Lord as Jill, and directed by Mel Bailey. Frank McCarthy speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.